This morning, the gospel lesson is from John, the first chapter. You know, John tells the story of Jesus in a very different way from the other three gospels, and you have to use your imagination a lot with John. What we hear today is a story that only John tells following Jesus' baptism, and here's what John says to us. The next day, John the Baptist, again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated is anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter, which we know means rock. The gospel of the Lord. Would you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. Some years ago, a young soldier who'd been drafted into the military began demonstrating some rather bizarre behavior. He was walking all over the military base, picking up random pieces of paper. He'd look at the paper briefly and then say to himself aloud, "No, that's not it." And he'd drop the paper to the ground and move on. Day in and day out, this young man was spotted doing the same thing over and over again. He'd pick up a piece of paper, look at it, and say, "No, that's not it. No, that's not it. That's not it." And of course, his strange behavior caught the attention of his superiors, who sent him to the base psychiatrist for an evaluation. The military psychiatrist asked, "What's wrong with you? What is your problem?" And the man looked perplexed and said, "What problem? I don't have any problem." The psychiatrist said, "Well, there's obviously something wrong with you. It's been reported to me that you keep going all over this base, picking up random pieces of paper and saying, 'That's not it. That's not it.' So tell me, young man, just what is it you are looking for?" The man said, "I don't know. I just don't seem to be able to find it." The psychiatrist consulted with some of his colleagues and told the man, "I think you have some very serious, very troubling mental issues, and I'm going to have to give you an immediate medical discharge from the Army." The psychiatrist signed the papers, handed them over to the young soldier, who immediately jumped up excitedly and shouted, "That's it! That's it! That's what I've been looking for!" I love that story. In the gospel today, Jesus asks an important question of you and me. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? John's gospel, as I've said, tells the story of Jesus in a very different way from the other three gospels. The fourth gospel wants to probe more deeply who Jesus is and why God sent Jesus into the world. As we read this morning's lesson, shortly after Jesus' baptism, John the Baptist is standing with two of his own disciples when John spots Jesus walking by. And as Jesus passes, John exclaims, "Look! Here is the Lamb of God. Look, here is God's saving gift to humankind. Look, here's the one God has sent for our salvation. Look, here is God's Lamb." John's two disciples take note, and rather remarkably, they leave John's side and take off to follow Jesus. Jesus turns around to look at them. Don't you hate to be followed by somebody? And he asks an important question. What are you looking for? You should note that these are the very first words that Jesus speaks in John's gospel. And this really is the question from which the remaining story of Jesus will unfold. What are you looking for? Perhaps these two young disciples are surprised by Jesus' unusual question because their response sounds just as odd. They say, "Where are you staying?" Or in more contemporary terms, "Jesus, where are you hanging out?" Now, why this may strike us as a rather odd exchange, in John's gospel, these words have great meaning. John's gospel is very concerned about abiding in Jesus. The whole idea of staying or dwelling or abiding is central to John's gospel. So these two disciples aren't just asking where Jesus is sleeping that night or where he's hanging his coat. They're really posing a more theological question. Where are you at work, Jesus? What are you doing in our world? What are you up to? Where are you staying? Where are you dwelling? Now, rather than answering their question directly, Jesus simply says this: "Come and see. Come and see." In other words, if you want to know what I'm up to in this world, if you want to know more about who I am and what I'm doing on this earth, come and see. You'll have to come and follow me in order to understand who I am. You'll need to hang out with me in order to get what I'm about. Then after spending most of the day with Jesus, one of these two disciples, Andrew, is deeply impressed by what he's discovered and experienced with Jesus. He runs to find his brother Simon, and Andrew has important news to share. He says, "We have found the Messiah." Andrew drags his brother Simon to Jesus, and Jesus declares, "You are Simon, son of John, but from now on you'll be called Peter." And there our story ends. My brothers and sisters, I want you to reflect deeply upon the question that Jesus puts before all of us today. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in your life? What are you looking for in your faith? In your church, in all of your relationships, in the world around you, what are you looking for? One Bible commentary offers this observation: every human being has deep hopes for the fulfillment of life, for salvation. Every human being is looking for something as the fulfillment of life. So, my friends, what are you looking for? You know, honestly, too often, religion, Christianity in particular, has been hijacked and made into something it really isn't. I'm a big Pope Francis fan, and he's stirred up things once again by appointing Joseph Tobin as the new Cardinal Archbishop of Newark, New Jersey. Previously, Tobin had been Archbishop at Indianapolis, not too far from here. The Pope planted Tobin, who really seems to get the Pope's vision of faith and church and Christianity, in between two old-school cardinals who don't share that same vision. So he's kind of stirring things up. In the sermon at Tobin's installation this past week, the now cardinal said this: "To believe in Jesus is not acceptance of a doctrine or a moral code, but of a person who lives now and is the source of life, and not just on Sunday morning." To believe in Jesus isn't just about embracing a doctrine or following a moral code. It's about a person. Now, that may sound pretty innocuous, pretty innocent and straightforward, but the online article I read this in, a lot of people have posted comments. Do you ever read those comments that people post? My goodness. They called him a wolf in shepherd's clothing, a false prophet, a disgrace, a liar, someone who smells of sulfur. Tobin's in very good company because Jesus said they hated me and they're going to hate you too. But honestly, my friends, I think my own vision, my own understanding of Christianity leans more toward the one that is held by Cardinal Tobin than that of his critics. What are you looking for in your faith, your religion? Our own Leonard Sweet, a United Methodist academic and prolific writer, echoes Cardinal Tobin in saying this: "The point of Christianity is not a point. The point is a person. The point of Christianity is not believing a doctrine, but experiencing a reality that transcends all concepts and all categories." Do you hear that? The point of Christianity is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ, who invites you and me to check him out, who asks you and me to hang out with him and get to know him, the one who says, come and see. Somebody else I happen to like a lot is Nadia Bowles Weber, the tattooed Lutheran pastor and writer in Denver, Colorado. She says, the greatest spiritual practice is just showing up. And showing up to me means being present to what is real and what is actually happening. You see, that's what spirituality is most simply about, showing up and paying attention. That's kind of what I hear Jesus inviting us to do in this morning's gospel, to just show up, to hang out with him, to spend time with him, to pay attention to who he is and what he's doing within and around you and me. Come and see, Jesus says to us. Come and see for yourselves who I am and what I'm up to. What are you looking for? I've told you many times before that what I found in Jesus is a Savior. A Savior. What does that mean? Jesus is the one who saves me and frees me from the darkness and despair of depression. Jesus is the one who rescues me from the guilt and the pain of my brokenness as a human being. Jesus is the one who saves me from my lostness, my lack of direction in life, and fills my life with meaning and purpose. Jesus is the one who saves me from loneliness and demonstrates again and again that he is a friend who is stick closer by you than a brother. He's the one who will never give up on me. He's the one whose love never, ever runs out. Jesus is the one who saves me from my own self-centeredness and my own sense of self-importance, calling me again and again to lose and give my life away in order to experience life in all of its fullness and depth. Jesus is my source of hope when life knocks me down and around, when I give up on myself, when I question my circumstances, when I feel betrayed, when I do not understand pain or suffering. As I hang out with Jesus, as I continue to get to know him, as I learn to show up and shut up and pay attention to what he's doing in me and around me, I've discovered a Savior and a friend to whom I want to give my life and my love and my complete and total loyalty. You see, I really do believe that the point of Christianity isn't a point at all as much as it is a person, the person of Jesus Christ, whose life and ministry and death and resurrection reveal to us the essential compassionate character of God. Yes, believing in Jesus really is much more than accepting a doctrine or embracing a moral code. It is knowing the one who lives now and who is the source of all life and all love. Now, what are you looking for? To you and to me today, Jesus again extends that simple but very straightforward invitation to come and see. Come and get to know me, and your life may never, ever be the same. Come and spend time with me, hang out with me, and you might just be transformed in ways you never imagined. Come and follow me, and I'll lead you into places and experiences and adventures you never, ever imagined. Come and see, he says to us today. It's the weekend of the Martin Luther King holiday, so I want to leave you with the words of this great servant of God who committed his life to following Christ. He says, Christianity affirms that at the heart of reality is a heart, a loving Father who works through history for the salvation of his children. Man cannot save himself, for man is not the measure of all things, and humanity is not God. Bound by the chains of his own sin and finiteness, man needs a Savior. One last time, what are you looking for? Jesus says, come and see. Let us pray. Gracious God, we hear Jesus' invitation to come and see. So help us to open our hearts to him today and to his good news. Help us to accept that invitation into a relationship that is both life-giving and life-changing. And as we grow closer to him, as we spend time with him, as we hang out with him, help us to recognize within us and around us your grace and your love at work, your power and purpose for our lives and for this world. In his name we pray. Amen. Remember our app, our website, findhopedowntown.org, through which you can give, stay connected, or watch sermon videos that you might have.